And I think that's really the kind of attitude we need in a politician, is somebody who realizes that they shouldn't be getting a better deal than the rest of us. But yeah, are you planning on voting in the Republican primary tomorrow, sir?
I'm planning on voting. I'm wondering a little bit, what is the candidate's stand on vegetable oil use?
I'm not sure I'm not sure I know exactly what you're asking, like,
well,
I'm wondering
what their policy is on the use of vegetable oils. I'm just afraid that too much of it is getting into the ozone, and I just want to make sure that...
Oh, like using it as a fuel for cars, or...
Well, for anything. I mean,
or just
in cars, in food, in running our electric systems, you know, pumping our landfills with vegetable oil. I'm just afraid that we're going to end up killing ourselves, you know, with vegetable oil before, you know, we ever have a chance to have the primary elections.
Tomorrow?
Well, yeah. I should say by the time
by November, by
right.
The general election.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not aware of either candidate having a particular stance on that. I would have to look that up specifically.
Yeah, could you ask?
If you'd like, we can send you an email. I can put a note down, and we can do our best to answer that question for you.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm just really concerned that especially American citizens, that with all the vegetable oil we're going to be using, we're all going to be, you know, pretty much vegetables by the time we realize that there's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the health is of our nation, and obesity is about the biggest problem we have facing us. It's become a pandemic, and they're suggesting that this generation might not live the same amount as the previous one because of those kinds of problems.
Well, and even...
Even
going beyond obesity, I mean, in the air, I mean, we may be breathing it to the point that our lungs develop up to 60% vegetable oil instead of oxygen, and that could be really serious if this continues, if the trend continues. I can
take down your email address if you like, and I'll have them send you an email specifically about this.
Sure.
Like.
Yeah.
What's that? What's your email address there, sir?
Chaz Wuzzer, ChazWuzzer @juno.com.
You know, like UNO?
Juno, JUNO .com.
JUNO?
Yeah, that's right.
Juno.com?
That's right.
Okay. And I guess, do you know who you're planning to support in the primary? Are you planning on voting for Dan or not?
Well, as soon as I can find out who's taking a stand on this whole vegetable oil issue, because,
okay.
You know, if I can find that out today, you know, great. If not, then, you know, I may have to do some more research, start some petitioning, even run for office myself if I have to.
There's a website. I've read through it. I haven't noticed anything regarding this particular issue, but he does have a website, downforutah.com, and that's a great that's a great source. But I'm going to contact one of his campaign managers, and they should send you an email regarding this. So, yeah, I really appreciate your time, sir.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I guess, are there any other questions that are important to you or that really matter?
Well, there are, but that's the number one issue for me.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you for your time, and, hope to have you be able to make it to the polls tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you have a great day, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.